return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, the world's most deadly animals and the deadliest animals in the U.S. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. First time, though, for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
The birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All of my parasocial pals, Canada rocks for bringing Andrea Simignanu into our lives, or no. And Andrea's mom and dad deserve a shout-out as well. She defines the crazy hot scale by being a cool, badass smoke show of a bish. She's also one of the most caring and loving people I know. So with this Monday birthday, she's missed out hearing from you guys in a while, so please give her an OG fish sandwich, the F-35 crashing in South Carolina screaming guys, and a can I grow up? Though birthdays are stupid, Andrea, I hope you have many, many more beyond me. That from one of Andrea's favorite white boy Seattle ex-boyfriends, West Seattle Josh.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Can I grow up?
Is that a lot of information about him?
Yeah.
It's white boy ex in West Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A little self-promotion, but still give her a birthday.
All right.
I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my wife. I'm Radio Steve, the Thrill Hill Herd. Afternoons, 2 to 6 on KSW. Baby, I love you. Couldn't think of a better birthday. By the way, ladies, I'm 6'4", weigh about 185 pounds.
Well, like he says, from one of Andrea's favorite white boy Seattle ex boyfriends, with Seattle Josh. Like,
one of them.
How many white boy exes?
What are we talking about here?
Right?
Here's one for you, Ted. Birthday shout out to my husband, Bob, 65 years old. Love you, Bubbles. Let's hear some dirty Germans baking up some lobster mac and cheese. Listen to you every day in Worcester, Massachusetts. You guys rock. That from the lovely Lisa.
Yeah, first of all, in Deutschland, what we call lobster, that is our name for crabs. But also, you should know that when we say mac and cheese, we're talking about cheese being your butt and we are macking it. Hence, lobster mac and cheese.
Yes, you know, it's the first time as a German I've ever tried the accent there. But yeah, it's from Worcester.
Yeah. Yeah, Worcester, that's how they say. Worcester.
Yeah, you know, but since we're European, it's not mac and cheese. It's noodles with a bechamel sauce.
Yeah. Get some culture.
You have a little bechamel on your cheek, honey.
Yeah. See you in Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcester. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine. Call 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a couple of extra emails. This one on burger spots, as we have a In-N-Out burger now in Washington State.
That is correct.
Last week on our Men's Room poll for Big Dummy, we were saying if you could have a burger spot that's not normally in your area move in, what would you want? So we had In-N-Out Burger, we had Culver's, Whataburger, and White Castle.
Yeah.
Were the options. And it says, afternoon, you filthy animals. Catching up on the podcast from last week, you're all talking about the burger spots, In-N-Out, White Castle, all that. We live about 20 miles west of Greensboro, North Carolina, in a nice little town called Kernersville. K-Ville or K-Vegas by the locals. My dad used to live in Kernersville, actually.
Really? K-Vegas? Yeah.
Really?
It's in the Piedmont. Yep.
Right. Oh.
Well, on my way home from every day after work, I pass a construction site where, as of today, they have finally put up the signage for none other than a Whataburger.
Yeah.
Directly across the street from the new Whataburger is a Culver's.
Come on.
So excited. Thank you for the 20-plus years out of the Seattle market where I found you guys back in the buzz days. Taking y'all with me from Seattle to Southern California to Indianapolis, Pensacola, and now K-Ville.
K-Ville.
Cheers, and here's to many more years of quality radio programming. Stay thirsty, my friends. That's from Jake out of North Carolina.
That's wild, because I thought that Whataburger was just kind of kept to Texas, and I think Patrick Mahomes was the only owner outside of Texas. Because he brought one up to Missouri.
Again, I thought the same thing, and then Miles corrected me last week, and he was right. Like, they're moving them around.
They're like in 10, 12 states.
All right. He's in North Carolina. I'm shocked he didn't mention Cookout.
Right.
People in the South love that place.
I've never heard of that.
We need a shopping mall that just has all the stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, just all the burger chains, the weird...
Bucky's, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Well, Bucky's is a gas station.
I know, but if I'm at the mall, I might want to get gas.
Yes, at this place that has a White Castle and a Culver's and a Whataburger and whatever else we don't get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Look, man, if that many people show up at a single location, right? You said, what the hell is it?
There's a sub shop that I see commercials for.
All that kind of crap, right? So if you put them all in one place, I'm telling you, it'd just be a giant food hole. I think it would do very well.
Mm-hmm. Just cookout. Saying. Yeah, I don't know. People in the South love cookout.
Roy Rogers?
Cookout trays.
Is it barbecues or burgers? What is it?
I mean, they have Charboro hamburgers. They got Hush Puppies.
Hush Puppies.
Ooh, definitely a Waffle House.
It's definitely closer to like a normal kind of place, but I think they have hot dogs and this and that. Okay. But like, I think the whole thing is you get like a burger and a hot dog and this and that.
Yeah, right. I'm in.
Okay. Another extra email here. It says, NFL picks on the Happy Hour. Please tell me you guys will keep this thing going. That from Ben. What are we two,
it's inevitable.
2 weeks out?
I believe so, yeah. We got this week off, and then we kick back in next
the
week.
The NFL's got a two-week break before.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Thursday night game to kick off the season or some crap like
that. The Eagles are going to crush the Cowboys, yes. That's how they're opening the season.
Ravens are Sunday night?
Sunday night, I believe.
And the Seahawks open with?
The Niners.
Niners.
Oh, wow. Okay. Where's that game? Is that here or away?
That is, that's a good question there, Miles. Okay.
That's here.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Niners at Seahawks. So next week, there's a Thursday night game, a Friday night game, and then Sunday.
Who's Friday?
Chiefs and somebody, I think.
Okay.
That, NFL, I love you. Not Friday.
I agree. Like, man, let us have a night to just go out and not be distracted.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a guy that checks my phone almost ever for any reason. But if there's football on, I'm going to check my phone. I will be that guy.
Yeah,
correct. Keep up on the scores, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All subject to this one, greatest limited time release lager. Dear fellow rockers, hola bicholas.
Hola.
I finally tried the limited release lager. It is so delicious. They were out of my regular Kraken stash of my Hop Valley. So I decided to try a six-pack of the Men's Room Lager. I have to say, I am very disappointed.
What?
Let me elaborate. It says limited release. Please, for the love of all things Washington State local beer, talk to Black Raven and make this a regular beer. It'll be in my rotation of beers 100% of the time. Sincerely, from a lifetime listener, first-time emailer, I just sent an email because I have a picture of my cat with a beer. Yes, I know, very fitting. Feel free to share or use the photo for maybe some advertisements.
All right.
Well, that we don't have a lot of cats drinking our beer, so I think that'd be a good promotional video.
That from Red Chip Slinger of the Northwest.
Wash down your fancy feast with some limited release Men's Room beer.
You know what, Red? We'll talk to him. We're going to see him here in a few weeks when we do our little party.
So. I'm actually right there with him, man. I like that beer enough where it's like, can we keep it?
That's a damn fine lager.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look, a lot of people don't like IPAs, but a lot of those people discovered they like our IPA. It does not hit like your average IPA.
Right.
Generally speaking, I'm not a lager fan. So I was like, we're doing a lager. I really, really like the lager.
It's a damn.
And then I realized I have not had a beer from Black Raven that I do not like yet.
I was drinking the IPA all weekend.
Yeah, honestly, man.
I would also say for right now, we'll try to get it on. But right now, they're both available.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bartender buddy that was like, hey, is the IPA gone? I said, no. The lager is just the 20th anniversary right now. But they're both out there. You can get them both.
Yeah. And if you look, man, just ask your bartender. Say, hey, man, could you put the Men's Room IPA on or whatever you like? And more than likely, look, as soon as they blow one of their kegs, it's not a regular one.
Yeah.
They'll stick it on there for a while.
Correct.
So definitely do that. Then send us a picture, and we'll put it up on the brand new Men's Room Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
This is up and running again. Very exciting. Very exciting. Okay, time for Lower Your Guess. It's as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in the line. It is your job to get as many right out of said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who's going to play a little Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Paul, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Paul, we have the world's 10 deadliest animals. Okay? The only one that is going to stick out there, that would be mosquitoes. There's no doubt that mosquitoes are always number one on the list. So
of course.
I know you know that. But, Paul, here is the fun one, I think. Okay? I am going to give you a group of states. You tell me what you believe to be the number one killer of humans in the United States is. So you can go the 10 deadliest animals in the world, or I can actually break down by section the United States of America.
So the same animal in a certain collection of states.
That's exactly right. Okay, so which one do you want to go with?
Which one do you think is going to be more fun, Miles?
To be honest with you, I think it's more just because it's all in our backyard. I think the United States is a little bit more interesting. As far as...
All right, let's do it.
Okay, all right. So, Paul, let's start with the easy ones, in my mind, okay?
Oh, no pressure or anything. These are just real easy.
No, but I think they speak for themselves. Let's go with Alaska. What do you think is the deadliest, most dangerous animal in the state of Alaska?
Well, Ted mentioned grizzly bears, so let's do that.
That is it. Grizzly bear. They are the most dangerous animal in Alaska.
And they're every freaking where.
There.
We went to Alaska.
Natural.
We went to Anchorage, all right? And we are staying in downtown Anchorage. And they had a newspaper sitting in the hotel room. Miles picks it up. And the headline was something to the effect of, like, second or third jogger attacked by a grizzly bear in Millennium Park. And I said, look, let's just not go to Millennium Park. And then we looked on a map to figure out what Millennium Park was. When we looked out our windows across the street.
Right there. Okay.
Now, he almost just lost Bowie. To the Kraken, to a grizzly.
Yes. And that thing was
close.
I mean, it was focused in. Charging. When you saw that thing coming, you're like, uh-oh. Well, they were laughing when they were running away. I'm like, this is not funny.
To be fair, grizzly bears don't have a lot of troll in their diet.
Do you guys have any idea the other three states in the United States and also grizzly bears are the most dangerous animals?
Montana.
Montana is correct.
Wyoming. Ooh.
That is correct, Mike. One more. Right up
North
there with
Dakota?
Them. North Dakota. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now.
Boom.
Yeah.
We're on it, boys.
Look at that.
Grizzly guys.
All right, Paul. Here are the states.
Grizzly guys.
I think you're going to be able to get this. Remember, this is the most dangerous animal in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, or Colorado. All of those.
That's tough. What are you guys thinking?
I'll give you a giant hint. Their fans drink a lot.
Yes, they do. You know it's not grizzly bears. So what else do we have around here?
They're big.
Right. It's a mascot. Their fans drink a lot.
Yeah. They're looking at you whether you see them or not.
Well, when you say fans drink a lot, I'm thinking... give me this hand. Is a football team represented?
Yeah, in Washington State.
And a basketball team.
Mountain Lion
is correct.
Cougar.
Mountain Lion, the most dangerous animal in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado. Okay. We move on. You're 2 for 2, Paul. Nice job. Okay, the states. California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Oh, I got it.
Is that
going to
be a rattlesnake?
It is a rattlesnake.
All right.
You are 3 for 3. No strikes against you. See, I like the way this game works.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you a hard one. I think Ted could pull this off.
Because Ted is crazy.
Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. There's one key state there that gives away the answer.
Yeah, you're right.
Back to what we were doing.
Do rednecks count?
They do for me, yes. But in this case, so one of those states is the real tip-off. I had no idea, but I made the guess based on Miles' clue.
Correct.
Can you give me any hint at all?
One of these states,
their
college mascot is the animal. What were the states again, Miles?
One of these states, a college mascot, the animal.
So we had Texas, we had Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
And it's not a longhorn steer.
Yeah.
It's
them wild Sooners.
It's not a cowboy. It's not a Sooner. It's not an Aggie.
I'm not great with college football, though. So.
Well, then go basketball.
Right. As Miles said, Suey. What do you usually say that to? Suey.
What do you shave your face with?
Is it
Mine are all sports references,
right?
40 minutes of hell. Basketball.
I mean, was Pumbaa technically one of these?
What's that?
Was Pumbaa technically one of these from The Lion King?
I don't know Disney. Okay. I'm not sure.
Mike loves the movie.
No, you know what
that has the same name as these.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's a movie about four middle-aged guys on a motorcycle trip.
Oh, I'm all for.
There you go, hog or a feral hog.
I went warthog.
Razorback.
Very good. 4 for 4. 4 for 4.
4 for 4.
4 for 4.
4 for 4.
4 for 4. Okay. All right. There's only one state that has this animal, and the state is Hawaii. This is the most dangerous animal in each state. Now, this one is unique more so to the Pacific Ocean.
I'm about to say, is it a land animal or not?
Is it big or small?
It's big. I mean, if you consider 16 to 18 feet big.
A shark?
Okay, but I need the type of shark. That's the most important thing. They are striped.
Tiger.
There you go. Okay, Paul. You got five. Okay. Let's see if I can give you another. Okay. I think Ted will be able to get this one. There's not a lot of clues involved. But when you think about the area, the most dangerous animal exists South Dakota and Nebraska. South Dakota and Nebraska.
Dangerous animals there.
Oh, I think I know.
Ted will argue all day with you on this one.
Yes, he will. You'll call it the wrong name, but we'll let it slide.
It's fine.
South Dakota and Nebraska.
People people will walk up to this animal and then regret it.
Buffalo.
That is correct, but it's the American bison.
It's the American bison.
I'm going to give you that one.
Okay. Buffalo, early indigenous to Africa and Asia.
Okay.
Ted was waiting to correct you.
That's right. He knew it was going to happen. He knew it.
Okay, this is all right. Here we go. The states are Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
So up there in the Northeast.
Oh, way up there in like Canada.
There's the clue.
Is this a mammal?
Dangerous animal.
Is it a mammal?
It is a mammal.
Steve.
It is a mammal.
Oh.
Up in Canada.
Well, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and then all through Canada in that area.
Some are known to hang out with squirrels.
Some are known to actually be in this area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can be. I mean,
is there one named Mortimer?
There is.
Technically, yes.
The males are called bulls.
It's ringing a bell, but I'm Mortimer. Mortimer.
Big nose creature.
Very tall.
Very huge.
Very tall.
Stilty legs. Do not screw with it.
If it were a cartoon, it hangs out with a squirrel.
The moose.
Okay. There you go.
See, Rocky and Bullwinkle. Anything they can't do.
The states are Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. The animal is? Just knock it out.
Gator.
Yep, gator. Alligator. Gator. Okay. Let's see here. All right. The states are Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Most dangerous animal in West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia.
There's your
I've only come into contact with this animal a handful of times growing up. Most of the time near a riverbank. Or a river.
Water moccasin?
I'll give it to you, Copperhead. That is correct.
Copperhead.
Yes. Same difference.
Okay. I saw one of those once on the B&O Canal.
How fat was it?
Disgusting. Scared the crap out of me.
Huh. Okay. All right. The states are Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Good call.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Is Michigan the big tip off your mouth?
Water-loving animal?
Not so much. Don't get me wrong. All those minks and all that crap, we're all dying in here. Minks are, what the hell is the wolverines? All that stuff.
Okay. I know what it is.
They just don't really attack human beings that much.
Oh.
Most dangerous animal in Michigan.
I want to say
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
Was Russell Wilson one of these?
He was not.
He was not?
Oh, okay.
He was not.
Huh. Oh, that's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, badgers are bastards.
Yes, they are.
Except the English one. He's quite nice and polite.
I know. What does that
have? All right, Paul, you need an answer here. You'll get 10 for 10.
Oh, gosh. Give me a little hint.
Is it big or small?
It is very, very sizable.
Very sizable.
But these are the least dangerous of their species.
Okay. Is it a...
Yes.
All right. I got it.
I mean, as far as
black bear.
It's a black bear.
Oh, you're
a
black bear. Very
oh.
Good. Also, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, or no, I'm sorry, Rhode Island, you guys can guess that, right?
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. The only one that's not is Massachusetts.
Is it in the water?
It is not.
It's a mammal. Say the states again.
Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, or I'm sorry, Connecticut.
Deer?
White-tailed deer.
Huh.
And you know the number one most dangerous animal for the state of Massachusetts. The only animal.
Lobster.
Man.
Is it a water animal?
It is.
Great white?
It's a great white shark.
Oh,
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, they repopulated all the seals and they made a buffet for them.
Oh, no.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. Up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Rail operators in the UK are going to start issuing fines for those caught bear beating.
Bear beating?
Bear beating. Which
Can
I
not say fair?
I had to dive into that as well. No, bear beating is people that just listen to their music without headphones.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Huh. It's like a $100 fine, something like that. So it's not going to be anything too bad, but hey, at least now people are going to start putting their headphones on.
I don't know why. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Why do you think everybody wants to listen to what you're listening to?
It's not that. It's that they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately.
I know, but it's just like, Jesus.
I had that this morning. I was literally just waiting in line at the bus. The guy in front of me was just cranking it on his phone. Like, why? I don't. It's never anything I want to hear, either.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. A couple weeks ago, right after Ozzy died, the chick was on the light rail, and she was blasting all Ozzy songs.
Gotcha.
Like I said, normally I would say something, but I'm like, well, I like it.
So I mean, this is okay.
If no one else is going to say anything, I know. Right. It's kind of nice.
Just put some headphones in, man. Or listen to it quieter up against your ear. I don't care. Why is it always so damn loud?
I don't know.
There was somebody, honestly, they rolled through the parking garage. Just blaring it like you just got in your car. Why is it already this bumping, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can understand it word for word, too. Like, I don't need that. I don't need, anyway. I just sound old. There's a species of seabird known as streaked shearwaters that have been the subject of a recent study which concluded that they almost exclusively defecate in flight.
I feel like all birds. Well, actually, most of the birds I see, they poop, then take off.
Yeah.
Like, drop weight, take off.
Right, and that's some of them, and like a very small portion of this particular bird's droppings are on takeoff, but the like they're just sitting on the water. They never do when they're walking out on land. They never do. It's always while they're in this flight. You know who does is geese. They'll walk around just lay it wherever they're at, dude.
You can tell where geese go.
And it doesn't shock me. There's a lot of birds you see pooping, like when it's like landed on the roof of my car. It's like I don't think the bird sat here.
Yeah.
No, but also, they targeted it.
If you did a study of humans, you'd be like, 98% of the time, they sit down to poop.
Yeah, true enough.
I like to think I'm over 98%.
Right.
Never quite 100, but a high 99 percentile.
I mean, outside of maybe an accident, I don't know that I've ever been walking and pooped.
Right?
I wonder how strange that'd imagine be. Just walking and just pooping myself, keep going.
Just laying it out.
Yeah, like, it's all good.
New research has found that zone zero exercise has shown to be effective in improving various aspects of your personal health.
Well, we just got into zone two.
No, we're down to zone. Well, they're saying at least anything at all. So zone zero is like very gentle exercise. Like it doesn't even take your heart rate up to that zone one level. You know, just very gentle,
just
very
do
easy,
something.
Very slow.
Right. Be active.
Move.
Yeah.
Just don't sit down all the damn time.
Which, yeah, I agree with 100%, but Sunday soon.
Oh, yeah.
Man, just during halftime, just go take a stroll real quick.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. I don't have one of those watches, but I feel like Sundays in the fall would be like, you need to get up.
Time to stand.
Right.
I'm not going to. That is everyone's cheat.
I will say, unless it's your team. The Seahawks game, I'm up and down a lot.
Sure.
You know what? That is very
true. I even
true.
Sit on the edge of my chaise lounge, which I never do, just for easy access up and down so I can yell.
I didn't say, I never put my feet up during the Ravens game, and I never sink completely into the sofa.
But red zone, yeah, I'm in the chaise lounge chilling.
Yeah. That's beer drinking time.
Seahawks, Teddy's moving up, down, up, down. All right. There's a new recommended strategy when it comes to the discipline of children. They're saying approaching misbehavior with curiosity, empathy, and a firm but calm boundary was shown to be the most effective method of correction.
My parents mastered that because they were just, the F is wrong with you.
I was say, that's my dad.
What the F
are you wrong with? Stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
What in the F made you think this was a good idea?
What were you thinking?
Very curious. Weren't even yelling yet. They're exactly right.
I still remember as a kid, they'd ask me, why did you do that? And my go-to answer was, I don't know.
Because you don't know. No. It's just impulse.
Right. I wanted to do it. That's why I did it.
You know those little pools you get that are only like maybe a foot and a half, two feet tall? Yeah. Right. So it's a little bigger, but like, you know, you're 5'6", you can still play in that thing. So I would put on fatigues and then grab my guns and like have a battle in the backyard. I remember coming in the house and like my mom's like, why are you soaking wet? And I was like, tough battle. I had to crawl through the pool.
Roll through the leg, man.
Right? She's like, Jesus. It's October. That's rainwater. It's like, right. As an adult, I'm like, oh my God, that's so gross.
No wonder you always jump in the water. It's ingrained.
It was a tough battle that day.
All right, put on your thinking caps, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a U word. That means the things that rise and fall in waves or have wave-like form. It is a U word, and it's things.
Undulate.
Undulate, not bad. Things that rise and fall in waves or have wave-like form.
I only know so many U words, so I'm going to say ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
I think it's undulate.
You guys are very, very close. Undulant. So I'll still
undulant.
Accept it. Undulant.
So if you're something that undulates, you are undulant?
Right.
So water is undulant.
Correct.
But when you see
you're
it
looking
undulate,
at it, it's undulating.
That's the waves. All
right. Right. Undulate is the action, whereas undulit is the,
I did not know
the nature of it.
Okay.
Don't swim today. The ocean's undulating.
Very undulant.
Our tires have been the source of harmful microplastic in drain water for some time, and researchers have found that using, I think it's called biochar from rice husks and pine wood in the drainage filters trapped about 90% of the plastics.
Damn. Okay.
So just put them on the kids' sports fields.
Yeah, no exactly.
Oh, they, throw them out there. Where you go wrong?
I was pulling so many of those doggone things out of my shoes after that Seahawks game.
Oh, man. It's...
Oh.
Dude, it was almost better just to have sand back in the day.
I'm going to have like foot cancer, dude.
Dude, you have no idea. Open wound. Some kid's playing soccer. He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yep. And that rubber grinds into that.
Yes, sir.
They're covered in.
Right.
Did we look at your kids?
That it's a bad idea when they did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they said, you've already said these are carcinogens. You go, okay. And then you're going to spread carcinogens on children's playing surfaces.
Right.
I mean, like, what do you think the end result's going to be? It's staggering to me.
They are much softer than the old stuff, though.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
But when I used to play indoor keeper, I'd get home and I'd find them like in my underwear. And I'm like, I'm wearing sweatpants.
Right.
Like,
how did they get in there?
I don't know. But they get everywhere.
They're army crawling like 10 through the pool.
I wonder what the rubberized track is made of.
Right?
You know, like you have a little bouncy action on those tracks. Just if that's different.
I can't imagine falling on that, though.
It's still rubber. It's got to be some kind of rubber, though, too.
There's a new article that takes a deep dive into the linguistic origins of the various ways that we refer to soft drinks.
Like pop, soda pop.
Soda, Coke, cola, all of them. In fact, there's a lot of things that you don't know about soda.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
or more facts you didn't know about soda.
Well, hell, I can tell you soda pop was a hot commodity in my household as a child. Old Elaine was fond of RC Cola. Man, when they came out with the 3 liters, you would have thought we won the goddamn lottery. However, soda and soda bottles, more importantly, serve multiple purposes. Well, just this weekend, I was out walking my dog, Henry. We passed by a sleeping unhoused person, as you would call them. And right there in front was an old 2-liter bottle of ginger ale. But I can tell you without a doubt, nobody ever made a ginger ale that looked like the original flavor of Listerine. Sweet Jesus. That would be dehydrated urine yellow.
Thank you, VD. Goodness gracious. So some facts that you didn't know about Sody Pop. Did you guys know that flavored sodas were originally created by pharmacists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today you can get a refreshing sweet fizzy drink almost anywhere, in a fast food joint, on the street, even on the plane, but that wasn't always the case. In the early days of soda, you could only get it at pharmacies. In the U.S., Soda Pop can be traced back to the Victorian era practice of selling patent medicines. In fact, early sodas were technically carbonated medicine tonics.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes it go down a little bit easier.
Because I want to say, what, Coca-Cola, wasn't that a doctor? I think maybe even Dr. Pepper was actually invented by a doctor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah, but.
Right, and they had to, like, use the things, right? Like the soda jerk.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the guy working in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Early carbonated drinks were actually made from construction materials.
Mm. Okay.
During the early days of fizzy drinks, the manufacturing process was far from refined. Carbonation was no easy task, but this was the industrial age, and the desire to overcome technological challenges was high. In order to create carbonic acid gas, English chemist and entrepreneur John Matthews used powdered calcium carbonate back home, but discovered marble was more readily available when he moved to the U.S. in 1832. His breakthrough came after he obtained all the scrap marble from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, then still under construction. The amount he bought was enough for 25 million gallons of effervescent water, of which gave his business a head start. As the soda gained popularity, he continued to refine the manufacturing process and grow his business. By the time of his passing, his success had led him to own more than 500 soda fountains and earn him a well-deserved Soda Fountain King title.
Huh. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Some facts that you didn't know about soda. There used to be a special flavor for those who didn't care. One of the fascinating aspects of soft drink development over the centuries is the variety of flavors designed to appeal to everyone. In fact, there used to be a specific flavor known as Don't Care, created for customers who couldn't decide on a flavor or wanted something stronger than a sugary soda. At first, these were low alcoholic drinks, a recipe published in the Standard Manual of Soda and Other Beverages in 1897, included a combination of fruit syrups, vanilla extract, and port wine. Another Don't Care syrup recipe involved whiskey, simple syrup, and nutmeg.
Huh. Is that kind of like when you're a kid and you go to, like, the stand at the baseball game and you get the suicide?
Just make the trash can?
Yep. Or what'd you call them, trash cans?
Yeah,
the graveyard flavor in there?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't care. They're all fine.
And somehow that still didn't taste bad to us.
I wonder as an adult if I tried it, I'd be like, why did I mix all these? But as a kid, it seemed awesome, right?
Because it was like you had them all.
Exactly.
Somehow just put them all together. You just won the Little League game.
It's the all-dressed soda.
Yeah, you got one soda at the end of the game.
It's like that fancy Coke machine. I know one of the Taco Times had it, where you can, like, make your own flavors.
Oh, yeah.
I love those, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 100 different flavors in the doggone thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'll just get regular, though.
7-Up, again, facts that you didn't know about soda. 7-Up was designed to lift spirits and cure hangovers. In the 1920s, a new lemon-lime soft drink was created with a unique selling proposition. It promised to lift people's spirits and cure hangovers. This soft drink, which we now know as 7-Up, used to have a much more complicated name. Bib label lithiated lemon-lime soda. The lithiated part of the original name referred to lithium citrate, a mood stabilizer used to treat bipolar disorder and depression.
Huh.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always happy when I drink 7-Up.
I'm generally not in a bad mood. One, it means it's available.
There is something with, like, if I'm really hungover, you go to McDonald's and get a bucket of Sprite. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, Sprite, that's my go-to.
I want to say that 7-Up was the first soda that I was like, this is mine. I like this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew all day. All right.
And Dr. Pepper.
I'm a big Dr. Pepper guy now, man.
Both diets are the best ones out there. Oh, and Diet A&W root beer is really good, too.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
Surprisingly good.
Soda fountains were one of America's original third places. You guys have heard the third place.
No.
So you have home, you have work, you need a third place.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Going to an old-fashioned soda fountain was an experience that went beyond just grabbing a drink. It was a place where people could gather and socialize, a true third place between work and home. There's a sociologist who coined the term, compared them to French cafes, English pubs, and Italian piazzas.
Huh.
These establishments were known for their comfortable chairs and counters where people could sit and enjoy their drinks, often accompanied by a light meal or snack and a lively atmosphere. Just going down to the soda.
Right, and back then, like you didn't go to the bar unless you were like a dude that wanted to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody, like women didn't go, and it was like. Right. He was kind of rough character.
Kind of a seedy spot.
Right, so I feel like you'd be like, oh, let's go get a soda.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you can get a handful of different things, too. You could probably get, like, milkshakes. You could get malts and stuff like that.
Probably. While you're
in there as well, but, yeah, just a little soda spot.
Yeah.
Some facts that you didn't know about soda. Fanta was born out of wartime necessity.
Okay.
Every famous soda brand seemed to have dark secrets, and Fanta's surprising origin story is no exception. The drink, which got its name after the German word fantasy, was actually born out of wartime necessity in Germany. During World War II, Coca-Cola's German subsidiary faced a dilemma: how to continue producing its popular soda when wartime restrictions made it impossible to import the necessary ingredients. Max Keith, the head of Coca-Cola's German operations, ordered his team to create a new soda using only the available industry byproducts such as whey, fruit shavings, and apple fibers. The result was Fanta, a bubbly orange-flavored soda that was an immediate hit with the German population.
Yeah, that's good.
It's orange soda.
Yeah, orange Fanta.
The first diet soda would actually be illegal today. Before there was Diet Coke and before there was Tab, there was no Cal. The first diet soda was introduced in 1952 by a philanthropist and beverage industry pioneer. It was designed and marketed toward people with diabetes and cardiovascular problems. The secret to its low-calorie content was a sweetener called cyclamate, which was 30 times sweeter than sugar but had no calories. In 1969, the FDA banned cyclamate after studies showed that it caused cancer in laboratory rats.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn rats.
That's some good stuff right there.
I mean, I do enjoy some diet sodas, but it is odd how good they can taste.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Soda packaging is a lesson in industrial design, they say. Ever since their inception, packaged drinks have been going through a never-ending transformation. Early drinks were often sold in barrels, bottles, or jugs, which had to be returned and reused. Then in the late 19th and early 20th century, glass bottles became popular for carbonated drinks, and companies began to use elaborate designs and shapes to differentiate their products on the shelves. For example, the inspiration behind the original Coca-Cola bottle shape was the curves of the Coca-Cola the cocoa bean with its distinctive grooves and ridges.
Which nobody thought about when they looked at it.
Nobody at all.
Not a single person.
Couple of honorable mentions. Southerners have a particular way of enjoying their Coke.
Oh, with peanuts.
Putting peanuts in it.
Yeah.
And then what do we have over here? Trendy Dirty Soda has actually been around for over a decade. Santa would not look the same if not for Coca-Cola.
Correct. They invented the Santa we know.
They did. And then I'll leave you guys with this last fun and final fact that you didn't know about soda, or actually you guys probably in this room do know about it, but it's worth mentioning again. Mountain Dew was originally created
as a chaser.
As a whiskey chaser.
That's exactly right. These days, Mountain Dew is the online gamer's caffeinated drink of choice, but its creators didn't intend to be that way. In fact, the reason Mountain Dew was invented has boozy undertones. Tennessee beverage bottlers Barney and Allie Hartman developed Mountain Dew in the 1940s as a mixer for whiskey, specifically because of their own favorite mixer was no longer available. The original flavor was lemon-lime, and the name that they chose was a reference to moonshine. The Hartman brothers marketed Mountain Dew based on the hillbilly image of the mid-20th century with the tagline, Yahoo, Mountain Dew, it'll tickle your innards.
It's also the name of a song by the Stanley Brothers.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, Mountain Dew.
I like it.
All right, makes sense.
Good deal, man. A man in Florida got into a fight with his lady friend in the middle of sex, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified father from somewhere who has made good use of artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically it, okay? So he has a teenage daughter, and teenage daughters, they want to experiment with things. And in this case, she's exploring her own sexuality, but she left some evidence behind, and dad just wanted to let her know that he'd found it. But what he decided to do, instead of confronting her directly face-to-face, he incorporated a video, an AI, that includes the voice of someone very, very well-known to have this well-known person let the daughter know that dad had, in fact, found a little something.
Hi, sweetheart. There's
no reason to be embarrassed, but...
Hi, sweetheart. There's no reason to be embarrassed, but I found your green goblin. Or that's what your mother used to call it. You should be a bit more careful about what you leave in the bathroom. Your younger brother is in there all the time for like hours on end. Please keep these things private. To be frank with you, I didn't believe it when I first saw it. These things are so much bigger than I remember. Anyways, take it easy, champ. You're not training for the Olympics. Let's keep the bathroom a family-friendly space. And don't worry, I won't tell Mom. Love you.
Yeah, so he went to AI. There's the video. It's Trump's voice. But the picture of this girl, she just looks so mortified. Clearly, it was dried tears in her eyes. But I thought that's a very inventive way for dad to say, hey, look, I'm not going to tell Mom.
Inventive.
But do what you got to do to keep that kind of stuff in. Oh, that was a power move, man. It destroyed her.
That's
man.
Too far.
Well, I mean, you're going to be destroyed no matter what when you get found out.
What would you rather have, though? Like, your parent confront you about masturbation or
obviously it's their words, and just AI generate whoever.
I would take the video all
I
day.
Would take the video as
take
well.
The video.
I told you, I got caught once. We've never spoken about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Mr. President.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, it's going to get a test online for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.